If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, what's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh all alone with you guys today. Just a quick microcast. We did the full episode a couple nights ago talking about the start of training camp for the Cleveland Browns and just some of the news and notes that were coming out. The injury updates primarily is what I want to address today because we talked about Greg Newsome being put on the, the NFI list, the non-football injury list. And now just came out the other day that he's actually already had surgery to repair his hamstring injury. So just wanted to mention that, talk about it real quick. But before I dive into that and a couple other notes from the past couple of days at training camp, just want to remind you guys, like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. We are getting very close to 10,000 subscribers. We would love to hit that mark before the season begins. So we've got like a month or so here till we really need to start pushing. Get us to that 10,000 mark. We really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio, please give us a 5-star review. Those help out the show a ton. And real quick, just want to mention, because time is going to run out on this, if you guys want to join our fantasy football leagues this season in the Dogs Discord and the Dog Pack, go to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member in the Patreon. You get into the private Discord, hang out with everybody. It is a very awesome Browns community that we've created in there. And it's a ton of fun to be in that community. But fantasy football is a big perk right now, and that is coming. We got signups going on. We've got 2.5 at least. We might be pushing 3 full leagues already set and, you know, ready to go. So last year we did 5 redraft leagues. We've got 2 dynasty leagues. Those you really can't join right now anyway because they're already up and running and the season has already started for those. But who knows, maybe next year we start a 3rd dynasty league. We never expected to start 1, let alone 2 now. So you never know what's going to happen. But definitely for redraft this year, get in there, join the Patreon, join the fantasy leagues. If you win your league, you get a champion t-shirt. Justin wears his all the time on the show because he freaking won last year in his league. But get in there, beat Justin. And Andy Kaiser, I'm coming for you because you're the one who beat me. That's why I don't have a sweet championship t-shirt. So with all that being said, let's dive in real quick. So Greg Newsome, You know, we talked about him being on the NFI list to start camp with the hamstring injury, talked about how that could be, you know, could potentially linger into the season and all that kind of stuff. And then it comes out the next day after we'd already recorded the episode, he had surgery on that hamstring. So just kind of looking at what Kevin Stefanski said about the whole situation, he said, hopefully we'll have him back for week one. I'll have more of an update as we get closer. He said that Newsom sustained his injury while working out on his own over the summer. So that's why he's on the NFI list and not the PUP. The PUP is physically unable to perform if you sustained an injury during football activities. Like Nick Chubb is on that list because he obviously sustained his injury during a football game. Same for all those guys, Wills, Conklin, everybody on that list. And then you've got your NFI, which is Greg Newsom here. And like Nyheim Hines, I think, is the other one because he got his in the jet ski accident last summer. But for Newsom, it is concerning because he's a very pivotal cog of the defensive secondary. I think that going into the season, hyping up the number one overall defense, what that defense could be going into 2024 with another season under Jim Schwartz, additional pieces added to it, players getting back, you know, healthy to start the season. And then we open camp with one of the key pieces in the secondary already not available due to injury. The fact that he got surgery on the hamstring means that the hamstring injury was like, okay, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say it means it was a serious injury. I guess it's a luxury right now to have all this time between right now at the start of training camp and the start of the season. So Greg Newsom had that option to say, okay, I can go ahead and get surgery on my hamstring now and I will be recovered and ready to play football maybe week one, two, three, whatever, early in the season. Whereas if he has sustained this injury toward the end of camp or even like in the first week or two of the season, surgery is not really an option because if you do surgery, you're going to miss a large chunk of the season itself. So, you know, get it taken care of. Hope to the Father above that it does not, you know, hamstring him into the season or anything, but that we can get him back because we're going to need him. We need the secondary healthy. We've got a lot of good teams coming into Cleveland, a lot of good quarterbacks, a lot of good passing games that we're going to be facing this year, and we need our secondary at full strength. So Greg Newsom, fast recovery, but he did have surgery on his hamstring. Another surgery that we, you know, obviously you don't see these things coming, but Dalvin Tomlinson is getting a knee scope today, and Kevin said that you know, his injury was revealed during an MRI when he showed up for camp. All the guys go through physicals when they get there to, you know, kind of assess their physical situation and any injuries that they may not know about, or maybe they do and they don't know how serious it is. That turns out to be the case with Dalvin Tomlinson, which sucks because, you know, Dalvin was awesome for this defense last year. We expect him to be the leader of that interior defensive line position this season, but we'll just have to kind of monitor this and see how, you know, what comes from this knee scope and when he's ready to go and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted on all of that. In terms of other injury stuff, there was a bunch of guys working off to the side the other day at practice, at least to begin practice from what I saw. And it was like Myles Garrett, Jerry Jeudy, some of these guys. Doesn't look serious. I'm sure they're just monitoring workload for a lot of these players, easing them in. You know, we talk a lot about how these guys need to get in football shape because their bodies just take so much during the season that if they don't condition for it now, there's a much higher likelihood they get injured during the season. But at the same time, you don't want to rush them right into full football conditioning and all that kind of stuff from the start because they're not, you got to ease them into it. You got to build up the strength and stamina and all that stuff. Especially, we don't want to see any injury news about Myles Garrett in the preseason. That's all, you know, people like that. We've got to stay healthy, but we've got to do it smart. So I'm just hoping, I'm hoping. And if you guys are out there and you're not saying like a nightly prayer, you're just not tacking it into your prayers that, hey, God, can you just, you know, I know it's a small thing to ask, but can you just kind of keep the Browns somewhat healthy this year? I don't know what you're doing. You have got to be good vibes, good thoughts, positive, you know, mojo toward this team, because last year was a disaster in terms of injury. We were lucky to get to the playoffs the way we did. We've talked a ton about how that's just not sustainable. It's not, you're not going to be able to do that year in and year out with that many injuries. We made it work last year. Don't want to have to make it work again this year. We need these guys healthy. So pray for it, hope for it, wish for it, whatever you got to do. And, you know, every day when I pull up the news reports and the practice, you know, the training camp reports and all that stuff, I do it so hesitantly because I'm like, okay, please don't show me any bad news, because I'm not here for it. I don't want to hear about it. So keep these guys healthy, get them on the field. We've got a very good team. I just wanted to say real quick, going back to Newsom's hamstring, I was just reading, trying to do a little research on typical hamstring injuries for NFL players. AI tells me that hamstring injuries are common among NFL players. Surgical repair is often recommended, which is probably why Newsom went ahead and got his repaired now. However, there is no evidence that can predict how well a player will return to play after surgery. Some studies have found that most players who have surgery to repair complete proximal hamstring ruptures are able to return to play, but results vary in terms of long-term participation. We just need Newsom on the field. So rather than having him in and out of, you know, practice and training camp and dealing with a hamstring injury for the next 6 weeks, go get surgery on it. You know, start the rehab process, get the strength back. And then the thing is, even if he is ready for week one, he's not going to be out there for a full snap share. He's going to be eased back into action. So there's going to be a lot of Cam Mitchell. Hope that the rest of these guys can stay healthy during camp, because the last thing we need is to open up week one against the Dallas Cowboys and that passing game. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, I mean, Brandon Cooks is good, Jake Ferguson, all these guys. We do not need to go into that game with one or two of our starting cornerbacks out. We need to keep the safeties healthy. Come on, guys. Let's not start this, you know, this training camp preseason off the bad way. So this episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer is in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code, it are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last thing I wanted to mention came out the other day too, when Kevin was talking after training camp. He is going to call plays. He said that it's not a one-man show, obviously. And, you know, I see a lot of people say things like, well, why even hire an offensive coordinator if Kevin's just going to call plays, blah, blah, blah. We've got to remember that calling plays is a game day role only. It is just because Kevin's the one with the game script and he's the one making the call on what play is coming up next and everything, doesn't mean that Ken Dorsey's not important. Ken Dorsey is handling a lot with the offensive scheme, implementation. There's a whole bunch of people. It's not just even Ken Dorsey. Even if he was the one calling plays, the offensive coordinator is not the only one putting the game plan together and scheming for the upcoming opponent each week. So it's Kevin, it's Ken, it's Tommy Reese, it's Andy Dickerson, it's Deuce Staley, it's all the guys that they hired for this new offensive coaching staff. They all have input on what's going on. It just so happens that Kevin is going to retain the responsibility of calling which play comes next during the games, which I got no problem with. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Do you think Kevin should have kept play calling, or should he have just passed that job responsibility off to Ken Dorsey? Personally, I don't have a problem with it. We've talked a ton about how Kevin schemes up the right plays more times than not, it seems, at crucial points in the game. And there have been, especially like opening drives, I don't know anybody who really puts together a better opening script than Kevin Stefanski, because how many times did the Browns go out and march right down the field and score a touchdown, or at least get a field goal right off the rip? You know, the Rams game comes to mind immediately. First game with Joe Flacco last year, we were like, we don't know what to expect. Boom, 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 right down the field. He schemed it up perfectly, went right down, scored a wide open. I mean, Jerome Ford, there was nobody around him. Wide open touchdown. And there's a lot of times in games where, you know, it's a third and two, or we go for it on fourth down, and it's like, hey, this is a pivotal moment. It's a big play call. What's he going to run? And a lot of times, if you go back and watch when the plays are unsuccessful, it's not due to the play call. It's due to the play execution, because I think immediately of the Seattle game, we had to get a first down and we were going to be in good shape. And he schemed up a play. I forget if it was third and two or like fourth and two. I think it was third and two. And I'm pretty sure it was Elijah Moore and David Njoku were coming across them, and they were, both of them were wide open. If I remember that correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, guys out there, but I'm pretty sure at least one of them was completely wide open. I think both guys were like, just hit him anywhere that they can catch the ball. And it's a first down. And instead, PJ Walker somehow throws the ball off of the defender's helmet somewhere. So execution is poor. I think about the Colts game where we ran, I think, four straight plays to get a touchdown. And all four plays were touchdowns. All four plays were schemed up where if they were just executed correctly by the players, they were easy scores. We just effed them up three times in a row. And I think we ended up scoring finally on the fourth try. But stuff like that, just keep in mind when things don't work on the field, I know it's easy to jump up and down off your couch and say, oh, Kevin, what kind of play call was that? It was so stupid. Take a step back. And it's tough during the game, especially a lot of times if they don't even show like a replay right away because the other team takes possession. They're off running a play that you don't get the replay. But anymore, you're watching on some sort of streaming app or whatever where you can rewind. Just go back and just watch that play and see what was the play call, what was the scheme, where were they trying to go with the ball, and would it have been successful if the players would have executed it correctly? And more times than not, I think you'll see that, yes, we would have picked up that first down. But unfortunately, it's not always the case. That's why it's football. That's why, you know, both sides of the ball are professional athletes making up those units. And it's a fun sport to watch because of it. So just kind of keep that stuff in mind as we go. But again, let me know what you guys think. I don't see a huge deal with Kevin keeping the play calling duties. Obviously, he has won two Coach of the Year awards doing that. He has taken us to the playoffs with five different quarterbacks. I think he's going to be okay, especially for me. It's more so, what are the plays he's calling? What is the offense that is being run? Not so much who's calling the plays of that offense. It's, does the offense fit Deshaun Watson? Does it give him the opportunity to maximize his skill set? Does it give everybody, you know, does it maximize what Jerry Jeudy does best? Does it put Amari Cooper in the right situations? Does it utilize David Njoku correctly and to the most efficient way? That kind of stuff is what matters the most to me anyway. So let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys think about Greg Newsome and Dalvin Tomlinson and these other guys that are on the injury reports. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff coming out, you know, over the weekend here and later today and all that kind of stuff. We will try to keep you guys up to date as possible. Obviously, jumping in, recording a podcast takes a little more time, but if you're following us on social media, you will get a lot more up-to-date information for sure, because we're always posting on there. Follow us on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram. We post all the time in the community section of YouTube as well. So just follow us at the Dogs Podcast everywhere we are. You will find us and you will stay up to date, and we will do our best to get in here and give you guys podcast updates whenever we can. So just wanted to touch on all that stuff today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend if we don't talk to you before the end of it. And we will continue to hope and pray for a healthy training camp as the Browns continue to get ready for a great 2024 season. And just keep fanning hard, everybody. It's going to be a fun time. Sit back, enjoy the ride, and let's go, Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.